Europe this week, of course, you have a lot of experience yourself in Europe, but what's a bit different this week than as a manager?
It's a very proud feeling, a lot of pride and can't wait. It's a special feeling being the manager of this football club and in the European competition, and we know how special the Brandeo can be in European nights, and hopefully that can be the same again on Thursday.
You went and had a wee look at your opposition a few weeks back. How did you assess them?
They're a really good side. They've loads of experience, loads of players who have strong CVs and have played for big clubs. And Riga's recent history in Europe is strong. They've had a lot of very close misses against big clubs, and they've had some really good victories as well over the last 4 or 5 years. So we know the size of the task, but we're confident that we can. We'll probably be underdogs over the two legs, but I don't think that tag will do us any harm.
Because you have a lot of players within your team, Rory, with a lot of European experience. You'll be hoping that rubs off on the lads who you have.
We don't have as much experience as them. We have a few who have played a lot in Europe. We have one or two who have played a couple of times in Europe, but we don't have loads of European experience. But I will lean on the ones who have, and it's a new adventure for the ones who haven't, and sometimes that's good as well. They go on with no fear and enjoy the experience and try and win the game.
Of course, the brand, as you say, Randowell's always a good night on a European night. How important is those fans on Thursday night?
Massive. It'll be a collective. If Wordy get a positive result, it'll be a collective effort. Players, staff, supporters, everyone. And the fact that the away goals don't really... It's a normal goal from now on. It's if we have a moment in the game where it's edgy, then we need everyone sticking together and the crowd getting right behind us, because the way I look at it is it's a 180-minute game, and no matter what happens, we want to get a positive result and get the crowd right behind us and go over there with a fighting chance.
What is the injury news for the game? Is there any fresh concerns? Or?
No, well, we're getting bodies closer to the fitness, which is important. So there's been a good buzz around. Yesterday morning was our first morning back in after Friday. There was a great buzz around. The players could see people getting closer to full fitness. Obviously a new face in Ryan Graydon, hopefully our numbers will improve. We players coming back from injury over the next week or two, and give us a real fresh impetus between now and the end of the season.
Of course, you see the atmosphere around the place is buzzing at the moment. The last two results has brought the atmosphere back up and a lot of confidence back on the side.
Aye, really important, and the timing's good going into this fixture, and it's human nature. When you win games, it's buoyant, and when you don't, it can be a wee bit flat, but the players have stuck together, really stuck together. And the UCD one was a springboard to go down to Daly Mount then on Friday and won. And it's a good, really good 6 points away from home, and it's brought good confidence back into the group going into a really exciting period.